The September Michigan Camp Meeting. The September 5th issue of the Review had carried, on the back page, the note from the physicians at the Health Institute endorsing the wisdom of James's proposed resignation from publishing responsibilities. It was anticipated that a replacement would be chosen on September 18th at the time of the Michigan Camp Meeting. To the surprise of everyone, the September 12th issue of the Review carried his enthusiastic editorial "The Cause and Its Bright Outlook," with no mention of his dropping out of the picture. So when the time came for the Michigan Camp Meeting at Charlotte and the special meeting of the SDA Publishing Association to select White's successor as president of the association, that matter was postponed until the next regular meeting. James White had not only made a very speedy recovery, but was one of the speakers at the camp. At this well-attended gathering he spoke 5 times and his wife 3. Uriah Smith, in describing the camp meeting setting, reported that there were, on the grounds, 57 tents, including the 2 large tents, arranged in 1 grand circle about 30 rods in diameter, that furnished temporary homes for nearly 800 Sabbath keepers. The preaching was with great freedom and power. This was the case with all the speakers. Brother White dwelt with much freedom on the subject of the Second Advent, and the work of reform and its bearing upon the preparation we are to make for that event, and are being overcomers at last. Ibid, September 19, 1871. At the constituency meeting, actions were passed that brought relief and courage to James White. Steps were taken to bring in much needed help. Voted that Brethren H.W. Kellogg and Charles Russell moved to Battle Creek to help sustain Brother White in the work. Ibid. Further, the 3 laymen, Ira Abbey, J. F. Carman, and S. H. King, appointed earlier at the General Conference session, were named again to work with the General Conference Committee in arranging for families who could strengthen the work to move to Battle Creek. Ibid.